North House Folk School in Grand Marais strives to enrich lives and build community through the teaching of traditional Northern crafts. Greg Wright is the school's executive director, and he's joining us now to talk a little bit about the school and what's coming up at North House. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so beautiful day out there. What do you guys got coming up in the next month?
Well, you know, March is, for all of us, obviously, is a season where we turn the corner, quite literally. And that's definitely the case down at North House. One of the fun things that happens for us is, of course, we kick off our spring-summer season by releasing our new catalog. It's in print. It's in the mail. It's supposed to be showing up. And that said, all the goodies are on the website. And indeed, we kick off enrollment 8 o'clock on March 1st. And in other words, people can enroll for new classes. Yeah, absolutely. So it started. So you if you can get access to the web, and boom, does that make for an adventure in the front office that first day? The phones ring, the computers beep, the staff scurry, and but that's what it's all about, you know, the fun and excitement. And that said, that it's far from the only thing that happens in March at North House, because we just hosted Wood Week. Second week of an event focused purely on wood and wood carving, so Norwegian bowls and Scandinavian flat plane carving and things. But we also have, we continue in our second month of a thing called, a program called Making It Through Winter. We started it in February, and there are a bunch of hands-on skill shares during February. This month, the focus of Making It Through Winter. And these are free public programs on Thursday evenings. The idea is, come on down. No need to make plans. Just show up if you want to. And at the last minute, if you need to. And this, during March, March is movie month. And so we have four different films that are going to be aired this year. One is a great film called Skiing in the Shadow of Genghis Khan. It's a film about traditional ski builders in Mongolia. And a lot of people imagine that skiing emerged from Scandinavian. It's not necessarily clear that that's the case. And so this is one of the so this is one of the places that's in contention, because very mountainous, peopled for eons. And of course, if it was winter and you needed to get game, how were you moving through this landscape? Not one step at a time.
Got to have something on your feet.
I like that saying. You got to have something on your feet. So so that's number one. That'll be this Thursday. Then the next one will be North of the Sun, which is a film about two guys in Scandinavia who take their surfboards and some resources and go live for a year up on a bay on the coast, and scavenge boards, et cetera, to create a small cabin. And it's just, it's utopian. You can't even conceive of doing it, but it's just so strikingly beautiful. It's unbelievable. So wonderful. Then The Weeping Camel, which is a great film, and also Cree Hunters of the Mistassini. So we have info about all the films, kind of a quick overview on our website, or you can just stop by and get a flyer for the thing. So that's one of the things going on in March. Fun, exciting, naturally, lots of classwork. Paddle to the Sea, the third graders are down there this week, which is always fun. And that said, the other thing we're busy doing in March is, you know, pointing the way forward. there's more adventures ahead. And, of course, way out there on the horizon, a thing called the Wooden Boat Show. That's the third weekend of June.
June, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's not really that far away. What is that, 12 weeks away? Something like that?
That sounds a lot farther 12, than saying it's 13, only 3 months away.
Okay, well, it's three. Let's say
12
then.
Weeks sounds a lot farther away.
Oh, it does, really. 12 weeks seems really soon to me. But we'll say 3 months. It's a smaller number. I figured that out all by myself.
It's far enough away that wasn't what I was expecting you to say next.
No, but then, you know, but what happens in between? Well, lots of coursework. And that said, we have, of course, all of our thematic weekends kind of lay out in these coming months. There's our number of them. There's Volunteer and Service Learning Weekend. We're actually going to sand and refinish the floor in the Blue Building, which is a huge project. It hasn't been done in 18 years, so I guess it's about time we got around to it.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. We're going. We have the Northern Sustainability Symposium, which is first weekend of May every year, and its focus this year is going to be on the changing landscape and on, you know, in terms of tree species and things like that. There are going to be winners and there's going to be losers in terms of the species we see here. And then how we, you know, as residents of this place can kind of participate that in a positive way in terms of using the resources, caring for the resources, that kind of thing. So great, really interesting focus. First weekend of June, then, Northern Landscapes. Two great, of course, coursework, geology to wildflowers, et cetera. And that's two speakers who are going to be featured there. One, our very own Chell Anderson, who is releasing a book, who's going to speak on Friday night. And then the grandfather of birding in Minnesota, a guy named Bob Jansen, who's taught for us, for at least 15 years. And he is releasing a book as well, a reprint of his famous book, Birds of Minnesota, but using now all the digital data and things that kind of look at how bird populations and locations have changed in the past decades. Because his book probably came out, I bet two and a half decades ago. I mean, it's a book that's, so it's a re-release. So there is no shortage of goodness.
No, I have that on my calendar. Is that the very last weekend in May? Would that mention?
Usually it's the weekend that straddles May to June. So my mistake. Sorry. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the clarification. Awesome. You're good. You're good. So sorry about those big broad brush strokes there.
You know, it seems like you should just jump right into, you know, into June. So it's
we're about right there, right on. So anyway, it's great to be March. Fun to have a fantastic year underway, 2015. And we invite folks to come on down. Great things happening on campus. Stop by just to visit or get your hands on some good stuff.
Sounds like. We are talking with Greg Wright, Executive Director at North House Folk School here in Grand Marais. Anything else, Greg?
See you on campus.
Excellent. To learn more, visit northhouse.org or you can call 387-9762. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.